I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, July 29th. Sagittarius marks the center of our home galaxy, the Milky Way. So the constellation is packed with stars, star clouds, and star clusters. But one of the clusters doesn't belong to the Milky Way at all, at least not yet. It's in a small, puffy galaxy on the far edge of the Milky Way's disk. Messier 54 is a globular cluster, a ball-shaped region about 150 light-years across, packed with hundreds of thousands of stars. Native globulars are among the Milky Way's oldest residents. They were born with the galaxy itself, but a few of the clusters were born in other galaxies, then absorbed when their home galaxies were absorbed by the Milky Way. For a long time, astronomers thought that M54 was a charter member of the Milky Way, one of its early globular clusters. A couple of decades ago, though, they found that it's near the center of a newly discovered galaxy, the Sagittarius Dwarf. That puts it outside the Milky Way's disk. But the Milky Way is pulling the smaller galaxy in. Eventually, it will incorporate all of the galaxy's stars. So M54 will become a member of the Milky Way, one of its newest residents, and one of its oldest. Sagittarius scoots low across the south on summer nights. It looks like the outline of a teapot. M54 is at the lower left corner of the teapot, but you need a telescope to see it. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.